intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 16th day of November. Prepper tip of the day. I'm pleased to announce that Amsoil now is offering 2 new firearms-related products they've never had in the past. It's the firearms lubricant and firearms cleaner. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the right side to the Amsoil logo, click on there. You'll see you'll be prompted once you get to the Amsoil page to click on Other Products. Other Products. That's where you'll find these 2 firearms-related products, the lubricant and the cleaner. You need to check this out. I've been to the Amsoil laboratory and talked to the scientists there. They really know their stuff, and they do extensive testing on all their products before they're released to the public to make sure that they'll perform under the most adverse conditions, extreme heat, and most importantly, extreme cold. So check out the Amsoil firearms lubricant and cleaner. I think you'll be very glad you did. I look forward to using it myself. We were hoping that Don Kubley would call in. He might be up a tree with a brown bear trying to get at him. I don't know. But these brown bears up in Alaska get to be 12 feet tall. And more likely he is involved in some business-related matter, since he does have an international business selling the Intershelter domes. So we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. We're going to talk about firearm security. It's very important. We've all seen photographs. Maybe you've been to a historical display of a pioneer home with a flintlock rifle or some type of firearm over the fireplace. Did they do that for decoration? No. They did that because that was the warmest, driest place in the home. And having a firearm that's warm and dry is a good thing. That way, you know, it's especially with a flintlock, for example, you know it's more likely to function when you need it. The flintlock has the trigger and the hammer. There's a literally a piece of flint in the hammer held in place with a screw-down mechanism. The flint hits a piece of steel when you pull the trigger that makes a spark, and there has to be dry powder underneath that hammer to ignite the main powder charge. That's how a flintlock works. And everything has to be working just right for the powder to ignite. It won't ignite, obviously, if it's wet and so forth. So that's why they kept the flintlock rifles over the mantle. I visited the Colonial Williamsburg with my wife when we on our honeymoon, and they had the governor's mansion there, which had been rebuilt from the original blueprints from the ground up, and furnished and decorated because they had accurate historical records. And there were firearms, literally, and swords, firearms and swords, literally covering the walls of the governor's mansion at Colonial Williamsburg, literally. I was working a case a few years ago here in the Ozarks, and a gentleman had probably $10,000 to $15,000 worth of firearms in open display in his living room, great room, whatever you want to call it. Very nicely furnished, very nice firearms, by the way, very expensive firearms, which I don't suggest people doing, by the way. Now, here's what you do. First of all, you need a complete inventory of your firearms in great detail. The make, model, caliber, serial number of the firearm, any special things have been done to it, aftermarket stocks, whatever optics might be mounted on it, in enough detail that you'll be able to, or someone will be able to assess a value to the firearm, and condition the firearm also, of course. And, of course, you need a safe. I suggest a good quality safe, the heaviest, most expensive one you can get, with a mechanical locking mechanism, not electronic. Please do not get an electronic locking mechanism, which is how many, if not most, of the new ones have electronic locking mechanism. You don't want to be locked out of your safe because of EMP. You really don't want that. That'd be how tragic would that be? Insurance. Probably the best and least expensive insurance is through the National Rifle Association. Really, you need to check that out. They have, with a routine membership, they have up to a certain dollar amount of insurance, and more available at an extra cost if you need it. And, of course, you need to work with the NRA to make sure that insurance is in place. We got a caller on hold here. We got Ted in Honolulu. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, good morning, JR. It's 5 in the morning here in Honolulu, but I've become lately waking up early to hear your show live, and it's been a real blessing to me, and just I've learned a lot. Your comment last week about the impending possible war with North Korea, I took it seriously, and I called my daughter up in California to ask her to pray about it and think about being prepared, and she took me seriously, I'm happy to say. And
Good.
We have followed a lot of your guidelines, and I just wanted to thank you for alerting us. Do you have any late word on any of that?
Well, nothing new. The saber rattling continues on both sides, and nothing new above and beyond what I've said in the past there, Ted. You have to remember, just to remind you, the former director of the CIA, Woolsey, says that those two satellites that go over the United States every 12 hours do, in fact, have nuclear devices inside them. That's from the former director of the CIA. Why we haven't taken them satellites out, I don't know, but that's what he says.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion here in Honolulu since that announcement, or with these events going on, people throwing time thinking we might be a prime target. But I don't think we are, because because they don't have the satellites over us, and I don't think we're big enough that they would want to launch against us. But I have also another reason, though. I think we would not be attacked, and that's because we have a huge influx of Chinese visitors here from China. They're buying up everything left and right. They're moving in, so we're actually being invaded by civilians here.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point there, Ted, and I agree with you. Anything else?
Well, yes, I wanted to mention something. I'm Greek. I talked with you once before about the Greeks hiding their weapons in Crete and fighting the Nazis in World War II, but there's something happening in Greece. November 17 is a big anniversary date for them. I just wanted to put you on alert, your listeners, possible events may happen tomorrow related with that, because they celebrate every year the student uprising in 1973 at the Polytechnic Institute in Athens, and that led to the overthrow of the military junta government there. But I think we have we have been infiltrated by many of them, our students in America, being trained by them, the November 17th people. So I would just say there may be mischief tomorrow in America.
Well, that's a good heads up, Ted, and we appreciate that.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank you for your show. I'm a listener, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ted. We appreciate the call. Aloha, sir. Your call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, that's dedication. Of course, if it was my earlier time slot, it would have been 3 a.m. middle of the night. Well, God bless people that get up early to listen to the show. Most people in those other time zones, they listen to the archives at Far West. Okay, getting back to firearm security. I also encourage people to have a monitored alarm system. They don't cost that much. Typically, they'll put in a system that costs between $1,000 and $2,000 for a minimal charge of maybe $100, and then the monthly fee to monitor your system for $20-$25 or so. It's worth the money. Seriously, it is worth the money to have a monitored alarm system. One of the main reasons, what I tell people, to have a monitored alarm system is when you come home, you know for a fact that your home is empty and nobody's inside it when you've got a monitored alarm system. And that's certainly some peace of mind to be coming home, whatever time of day it might be. You might be coming home at noon or coming home at midnight. It's peace of mind to know that your home is untampered with. And that's a peace of mind that you get with a monitored alarm system. You also might want to check with your insurance carrier. You may get a bit of a discount on your homeowner's insurance because the alarm system also monitors for fire. And if there was a fire, even if you're not there, the alarm company would notify the fire department. So frequently you can get just a bit of a discount with your homeowner's insurance. Now, if you're a renter, that kind of complicates things. You would get renter's insurance instead of homeowner's insurance, of course, which you should have. And to install the alarm system, you may need to get permission from the owner of the property that you're renting, which may or may not be a difficult thing to do. And then go from there. Make sure you've got good quality doors and good quality deadbolt locks on the doors. Make sure there's outdoor lighting that's on all night, every night. Criminals don't like to be lit up. They really don't. They want to work in the dark. Criminals do not like light. Seriously, they do not. They want darkness. So areas where the doors are need to be illuminated all night, every night, no exceptions. Having trusted neighbors. Now, out here in the Ozarks, I remember my sister-in-law asking me, she says, John, your neighbors, they got 20, 30, 100 acres, and they had their homes right up next to the highway. Why is that? And I said, well, here's the reason. You get this far out. The police response time is anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, by the way. When you get this far out, the only security you've got, quite frankly, the only security you've got is a trusted neighbor who can physically see your home. So, and that's a reality of security out here in the Ozarks. When I first started doing criminal investigations, 44 years ago, 1973, property crime was a big problem. And here we are, not quite a half century later, and property crime is still a problem. Now, things have changed. Back then, the criminals would consume alcohol and marijuana and whatever amphetamines they could get their hands on. Now, half a century later, their children and grandchildren are consuming alcohol and heroin and amphetamines. Wake up at the crack of noon, start getting stoned, find something to steal towards the end of the day, buy some more of the preferred drugs and alcohol of choice, and pass out around 2 or 3 in the morning, and wake up at the crack of noon the following day to repeat. That's their lifestyle. And here locally in Sullivan, Missouri, the bowling center owned by a friend of mine was broken into twice. National news, several businesses in close proximity. His bowling center, a tavern across the street, a fast food restaurant right next door. The video surveillance showing these young men acting in a quite bizarre behavior, barking like dogs. Get their body temperature getting so hot that they took the soda squirter at the tavern and were showering themselves to cool their bodies down. They were getting so hot. Made national news. Sullivan, Missouri, a little town of 7,000 people, where the drug culture is in the process of destroying people's lives in little Sullivan, Missouri, population 7,000, just like the big cities. New York, Chicago, Miami, St. Louis, Kansas City, Denver, all these big cities have similar problems. But Sullivan, Missouri only has 7,000 people. It doesn't have to be a big city for people to decide they're going to destroy their lives. It doesn't begin that way, of course, but that's the net consequence of consuming these products that change people in so many harmful, dangerous ways. Getting back to firearm security, you don't want to store your firearms in a humid environment. Humidity is the enemy of firearms. It really is. Cold doesn't hurt firearms. Heat, reasonably warm heat, doesn't hurt firearms. But humidity is very harmful to firearms. And if you're in a close to an ocean, you've got the added problems of salt being part of the issue also, if you're very close to the ocean. So make sure that the gun safe has a way to keep the humidity down, or is in a climate-controlled environment where it's not an issue. I remember a sheriff of one of our local counties, he said, this is would have been about 40 years ago. He says, John, come here, I want to show you something. He opens up the trunk to his cruiser to take out his 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun. And it was covered in rust. This is a big, tough guy, a World War II veteran. He carried a BAR in the South Pacific. And real close to having a grown man cry there. It was really something. And he was pretty disappointed. The trunk of an automobile in a human environment is a bad, bad combination. We got another caller here, and we got another Hawaiian. This must be Hawaii Day. Dan in Hawaii. Good morning. Aloha. Hello, Dan. I'm not hearing Dan. Is Dan there? Well, maybe we got a break here. Maybe Dan can get with us after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of November. Firearms are highly, highly sought after by thieves for the following reason. It's their instant cash. They can, within minutes, find buyers for cash for any firearms. It doesn't matter if it's a cheap firearm of no consequence or a high-end firearm. There's instant cash for firearms, and that's why they're so highly sought after by burglars and criminals. Looks like Dan from Hawaii is back. Aloha, Dan.
Aloha, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Two things I thought of. One is, the people that do these kind of things, home invasion. I'm very much into being home. Leaving early when I go into town, which is about once a week, leaving very early and getting back before noon, because I agree with you, they're going to sleep in. Number two is I'm using LCD diode type lights for my security lights outside. I have seven lights that I've had for 3 or 4 years, and they still work, and they work fine. So I like these LCD lights. I think they're about 13 to 15 watts somewhere. Not a lot of light, but any light's better than nothing.
That's right. That's right.
and very they run. I don't even notice it on my bill, really.
All right.
That's all.
Okay. Well, Dan, we appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Thank you, John.
Okay. Call number is 800-313-9443. What a safe does is buy you time. A thief confronted with a high-quality safe, once they break into the home and the alarm has been sounded, you may have a silent alarm, you have a noise. I like the noisy alarm myself to scare them off. They know they've got a limited amount of time to do whatever they're going to do and make their getaway before the police show up. My friend in Sullivan with the bowling center, he personally confronted the out of his mind crazy drug addict the second time he broke in. The second time the criminal threw a concrete block through the front door, the glass front door, and was walking in. He hadn't quite gained entry into the premises itself, was still it was a double door entry, so it was not quite inside the main building when my friend confronted him with his Glock, and then he took off running, only to be caught later by the police. He had to post bond and all that mess. So, now dogs are good. I'm a big advocate of dogs. Criminals don't like dogs. And dogs have better hearing and better sense of smell than humans ever will, of course. If you can fit a dog into the picture, by all means, do so. Absolutely. And that could be an added bonus. These dogs, they become very protective of their masters, and dogs have been known to give up their lives to protect their masters. I had a house fire back in 1977, I think it was, in January, just over 40 years ago. And no, I didn't have a smoke alarm at the time, but the dog woke up the family and saved us from either serious injury or death. I'm not sure. I mean, there's no way to tell, but the dog did wake us up and save us, my wife and young child. My daughter was only, I think, 2 years old at the time, 2.5, 3 years old. So that was a good thing to have a dog at that time, saving my life, my family's life. So there's lots to this. Security for firearms and security in general. These are simple measures. They don't cost a whole lot of money. Now, they're going to be, the safe might be the most expensive part of this, and if you can't afford one, then do what you can to secure those firearms. You might want to take a closet and put a solid core door on the closet and a deadbolt lock, just like you would have on the outside of the house. That will buy you some time, not a whole lot, but some, especially if it's a steel door with a steel frame, that would buy even more time for whatever secured inside that closet. You need good security for the firearms anyway to make sure children don't have unauthorized access to firearms, or adults as far as that goes. So there's another reason to make sure your firearms are properly secured. Now, here in the Ozarks, children are trained to be safe around firearms the same time they're being potty trained. It's just part of our culture out here is to train youngsters to be safe with firearms at a very early age. And that's why it's done. That's the way it's done out here in the Ozarks. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublicservicenouncement.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So we're back, Gerald, we're here on Thursday, the 16th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots there. Lots to find. I'm finding out that my section on John's survival and tactical gear needs to be redone because many of those listings have expired on Amazon. And I apologize for that. It's just, it got away from me there. But there's still lots of things at my website. things that will help you, educate you, maybe help you be healthier. We got Professor McCanny's water filters there, for example, on the left side. And of course, the fiberglass dome homes that require no outside maintenance and so forth. And of course, energy cleaners. If you listened to the first hour, you heard my friend Diane Zerger give her testimony about how she's now getting relief by using the energy cleaner on her injured foot. She had foot surgery more than a year ago, hasn't been healing properly. But now that she's using the energy cleaner, she's getting relief from that pain. And I'm glad to hear that. And you can also. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, probably help there also. What are you waiting for? I use mine every night. I've been using mine for years. And you can also. All you need to do is go to my website, order your energy cleaner, pick out the mattress pad that you want. A lot of people, they get one for the bed and a small one for travel, like I use when I travel someplace more than a couple of hours. I'll make sure that I got the small pad on the seat of the town car. And get your life back. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy the energy cleaner. PayPal now takes payments, by the way. It's a great way to spread those dollar amount out over a few months if you need to. So you can order the energy cleaner and the mattress pads right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay, we got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. I had a break-in in the home I was living in. This would have been about 1977, I guess. And the alarm system scared off the burglar, and nothing was taken. And I was very grateful for that. They broke into the home, broke through the front door, made to the and they got scared off by the alarm. It was a very loud alarm, by the way. Very loud. Proper security for your firearms will give you peace of mind, knowing that they're stored in a container, hopefully a good quality safe with a mechanical locking system, not digital. That they're stored in a manner that they won't rust because the humidity is 50% or lower. Once you get to the higher humidities, you got a bigger chance of getting rust on the firearm. It doesn't mean you just lock them up and forget about them. You still need to periodically, I would say at least twice a year, open that safe up and go through all the firearms and make sure there's no issues with rust on the firearm. That would be smart. And, of course, you should be practicing with your firearms anyway and be taking them out and using them, making sure they're properly sighted in, that you've got all the skills you need to get that rifle, shotgun, or pistol to function in the way that you want it to function, that you can hit what you want to hit, and then clean it up, make sure it's properly lubricated, and put it away till the next time. That's just the whole procedure, isn't it? One that I believe all Americans should be doing. That's my belief. I know all Americans aren't going to do it. But the ones that do will be prepared to defend innocent life and property. That's the whole nature of the beast, isn't it? And, of course, there's all the recreational uses for firearms, which there's many, many sporting activities involving rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Hunting, of course, is the one people think of, but there's all kinds of competitive matches. There was the cowboy action shooting. There's the three-gun competitions. There's skeet. There's trap and so forth. High-powered rifle competition where you're shooting at targets from 1,000 yards away. Now, that takes some serious, serious training to be able to do that and do it successfully. So, when you get these firearms, need to use them. That's what they're meant for. They're not meant to be display pieces. Many are seriously, works of art. I know at the Bass Pro Shop there in Springfield, their headquarters, they have a room off to the side of the firearm section where they have the real high end, mostly shotguns, but also rifles and pistols that truly are works of art that can cost many thousands of dollars, and they're worth many thousands of dollars. And they truly are works of art that if I owned one, I'm not sure I would ever shoot it. That's a whole different area of gun collecting, which I've never been part of. Not that I wouldn't mind being part of, but I've never had the financial wherewithal to participate in that part of the gun culture, shall we say. So getting back to firearm security, lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. Let me say that again slowly. Lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. Lights, obviously. Outdoor lighting all night, every night. Locks, good quality. Not the cheap stuff. Good quality deadbolt locks on solid core wood doors, or preferably steel doors with steel frames. Even better. Alarms? Well, a monitored alarm system. They really aren't that expensive. They aren't. It'll really be some peace of mind for you. Insurance. Well, you need most homeowners' policies will insure up to a certain dollar amount on any collectible. It could be not only firearms, but cameras, stamp collection, coin collection. They'll insure up to a certain dollar amount. Then you have to buy extra insurance on top of that regular policy. You may want to check out the NRA's insurance. I think it's going to be the least expensive for the most amount of coverage, quite frankly. I really do. You do your shopping, make your comparisons, and be sure you have the insurance. Once again, more peace of mind. If you do everything that I suggest, the odds of you being a victim of a burglary are dramatically reduced. There's no guarantees, obviously, but dramatically reduced. And the odds of being restored after an event is basically 100% if you do it right with proper insurance. The firearms have to be documented. And, of course, a police report needs to be made that the firearms were stolen. That's going to be an essential part of it. And then the insurance company will make you whole again. That's a legal term, to make you whole again. And compensate you with money for the dollar value of the firearms that were stolen. If everybody did this, we'd make life a lot harder for the burglars. They might actually have to go to work. I was talking to a gentleman the other day about copper thieves. He bought a house in our neighborhood here that the copper thieves had been into, and how many hours the thief will put in to steal the copper and sell for very little money. And I was telling him about how the city park in Viburnum, Missouri, has a pavilion down there. It has lighting in it, or had past tense lighting in it. And somebody climbed all through the rafters of the pavilion to cut out and steal the copper wires, which probably took, I'm going to say, a couple of hours maybe to crawl through these rafters. It's a pretty good sized pavilion, and steal all the copper, which was probably, once it was sold, only a few dollars worth of copper. Copper thieves is a different breed of man, by the way. I've never heard of a female copper thief, but I recall we represented, when I was working for the state of Missouri, a copper thief who had lost one arm from the elbow down while stealing copper that was electrified, obviously. And that had been a few years before we were representing him on another copper theft charge. So this guy was incurable. He lost one arm from the elbow down stealing copper, and then was arrested and charged several years later for the same thing. It probably had been just the most recent time he'd been caught. These men, that's their life. They regard the men and women who work as being stupid for wanting to work for a living, and they regard themselves as the smart ones. The criminals regard themselves as the smart ones because they don't get up and go to work to a job every day and have somebody tell them what to do. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Human behavior. Pretty amazing and pretty predictable. That's one reason that the Holy Bible is such an excellent book to study, because among other things, it's a study in human nature, which hasn't changed in 2,000 to 3,000 years. Human nature remains the same, and it always will remain the same. Nothing's going to change it, except people's hearts. People can change their hearts, of course. And we may have smartphones and computers and airplanes and all these modern technology on one hand. On the other, human nature hasn't changed a bit, and it's not going to. So the Bible is a very valuable tool to learn and understand human nature. Your ammunition and your gun accessories should be secured also. They don't have the attention of the criminals as the firearms themselves do. Ammunition is heavy and not as easy to sell. It doesn't get to bring in the premium price that firearms do. All your accessories, such as magazines and optics and so forth, they should be properly secured also. Not necessarily in a safe, but in a secure, dry place. Ammunition needs to be protected from humidity, just like the firearms do. Humidity is the enemy of ammunition, and heat. The heat won't necessarily hurt the firearms if it's not too extreme, but heat will cause the ammunition to probably degrade. It would take a lot of heat for a long time, but I wouldn't want to expose ammunition to a lot of heat. There are chemicals inside those cartridges, and the chemicals can respond to high heat and degrade. But humidity is the main enemy of ammunition, so you need to protect your ammunition from humidity. Now, I've taken the precaution of storing some of my ammunition, not all of it, but some of it, in vacuum-sealed plastic bags. And if it's something I really want to protect, whether it's a book, and there are several books that I protect in this manner, I use not one but two vacuum sealed bags, because I've had about a 7 or 8% failure rate of these vacuum sealed bags. So if I seal one bag inside another, that diminishes the chances of having complete failure of the vacuum sealed bag. And there's basically just a very few books that I keep in that way. A copy of the King James Version Bible, one of my Bibles, I have several, is vacuum sealed in the safe with the guns. A copy of Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out, a book that I sell at my website, vacuum packed in my safe. A copy of the Special Forces Manual, which the manufacturer and the publisher is now out of business. I believe they're already out of business. I'm not positive, but I probably have to remove that from my website, vacuum packed in my website, in my safe. And then Professor McCanny's book. I don't sell Professor McCanny's book on surviving Planet X. That's vacuum sealed in my safe as well. A short list, but these are the books that I deem so important that I do them in that manner. Now, my unabridged Webster's Dictionary won't fit inside a vacuum, my vacuum bags that I seal, and it's that is one of the more important books in my collection, is Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. I tremendously value that book. And then I've got a copy of Webster's Dictionary from, oh my goodness, what year was it? 17-something. It's a reprint, obviously, not an original edition. That's a good reference book. And Black's Law Dictionary is another excellent reference book. I love books. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I love books. My personal collection is a few hundred volumes of books, and here where I live, the investors I work with have another a couple of thousand books. I'm not sure. We've never done an inventory of the books we have, but it's several thousand volumes of every genre that you can imagine, from children's books to science to history to all kinds of topics, animal husbandry, mechanical things, and so forth. And as much as I like my Kindle, I love my Kindle, I'm a big believer in ink on paper books. So I think you need both. The convenience of the Kindle is wonderful. If I go somewhere and I think there's going to be discretionary time, I'd be sure I take my Kindle with me. Here's our break. Be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Let's see, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of November. Firearm security, it's not optional. It's one of those things that people don't like to think about. People think that that won't happen to them. Well, it does happen to everyday people every day of the week. Burglaries happen. That's just part of our culture, part of our society. It's foolish to believe otherwise. It is foolish to believe otherwise. Taking measures, proper, prudent measures beforehand, will protect your firearms from being stolen, protect those firearms from ending up in the hands of criminals to be used for criminal activity, and so forth. So if you don't have a monitored alarm system, get one. If you don't have a safe for your guns, get one with a mechanical lock on it. Make sure you've got lighting at the around your home near the entrance doors. All night, every night. That's not optional. All night, every night. Criminals don't like to be illuminated. Video surveillance is excellent. It helps if there is a burglary. if the video is set up properly, the police may be able to identify the burglars and be able to apprehend them and lock them up and let the system do what the system does to hopefully straighten out a young man before he descends any deeper into its criminal activity. Sometimes the system works, sometimes it doesn't. That's nearly not your concern. Your concern is the security of your property, the protection of the innocent lives of the people that live in your home, and so forth. These monitor alarm systems have a panic button feature. So if your home is being invaded, you can hit the panic button, and it will instantly alert the fire or the police or the paramedics, whichever panic button you hit. You got your choice of three: the fire alarm panic button, the paramedic alarm panic button, and the police alarm panic button. Your choice. And then the appropriate first responders will be dispatched to your location. It's great when everything works, and if there's a reasonably short response time. Out here, like I said, the police response time is 30 to 45 minutes. Fire department can be on the ground in 6 to 10 minutes. The volunteer fire department is very good and very quick at what they do. Once typically, 15 to 20 minutes, they've got to come some distance to get here with an ambulance. That's a long time. That's a real long time. In the big cities, if things aren't too covered up, there should be a relatively quick response time for the police. Although sometimes I know the paramedics are covered up taking people to emergency rooms for a runny nose. Once people figure out they get a free ride in the ambulance in the city, they start taking advantage of it. But that's just the nature of people being people, isn't it? Just about out of time here. Tomorrow morning we'll have Tom Berryhill. We'll be talking about emergency survival communications. Dr. Phil Myers, second hour, talking about health-related matters. We have a new feature, the second hour, the health tip of the week. And so that's a lot of fun, the health tip of the week. And we also, on Tuesdays, have the essential oil tip of the week. A couple of new features that I'm getting a real good response to. We got the holidays coming up. It will be 2018 in about 6 weeks. How about that? It will be 2018 in about 6 weeks. This year has just slipped away from us, hasn't it? Don't forget, field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. You got 13 months to give yourself time to get ready for whatever you think is you need to get ready for. Your choice of any five scenarios or any, all of them, quite frankly. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy plan, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-888. 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.